The process of closing on purchasing a house or other property has always been a little complicated. Is it getting really complicated now?
The recent change in some of the lending requirements and pre-closing disclosures that are now in front of lenders and lenders' attorneys, and then by extension, borrowers and borrowers' attorneys, and then taking that just a bit further, everybody else that's involved in the transaction, including the seller and the seller's attorneys, have become a considerably more elaborate and complicated since approximately the beginning of November 2015, when a new regime of rules and regulations were imposed under the Federal Truth in Lending Act on institutional lenders, primarily banks, but other institutional lenders as well, to provide not only good faith estimates of what the anticipated costs and expenses of the lending transaction will be, but indeed the entire transaction on all sides, which have to be delivered or provided now in documentary form far in advance of the closing date, which is otherwise specified in the contract, such that the whole concept of a closing date is now becoming rather elusive because of the need to comply with the disclosure requirements 10, 15, 20 days in advance of a still kind of moving target closing is making the process just a bit more convoluted than it had been in the past.
So if you have the moving van of your property to move to your new house, it might sit out there for a while?
Well, what's getting harder and harder to do is actually set a date for that van to show up. There's an attempt, I think, to try to make it more firm, that is to actually get people more focused on an actual closing date further in advance than it used to be in the past. But I think what's ultimately occurring, or what we're starting to experience maybe during the early stages of this of these developments, is that the desire on the part of banks and lenders in general to get so much information in advance is making the process a bit more cumbersome than it used to be, because a lot of the things they're asking for cannot necessarily be acquired or provided in a, you know, in a seasonable and reasonable way as many as 20 days prior to what they want to establish as a potential closing date. Closing dates in the past, and even now, have historically always been aspirational, even by way of contract. They are not in and of themselves firm and drop-dead dates. They can become that, depending on the circumstances, but for the most part, closing dates have always been viewed as, you know, timelines more than anything else, where people will work towards getting there if they can, always with the recognition that if there had to be some adjustments either a few days before or maybe even several days after, everybody would just kind of coordinate and accept that as a given. The problem with the recent developments on these mandatory in-advance disclosures is that the rules and the lenders who are attempting to comply with them are insisting or trying to force people, that is the parties and their attorneys, to provide information well before it usually becomes available. So, for example, trying to provide mortgage payoff information on existing loans that affect the property 20 days prior to a target closing date doesn't always make sense, because if you don't hit that date, you're more than likely going to get into another period of time when the amount that you need to satisfy that mortgage debt is going to change. So then you're going to have to do it again. And that ultimately changes the closing statement that has to be provided between the parties and then given to the bank and the bank's attorneys. And then what happens when that closing statement changes? You have to redo it and get it back in front of the people who insist on having it at least 7 to 10 days before you are actually going to close.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney John Del Monte has been here, and we've been talking about the increasing complexity of real estate closings. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.